It's the full dip. 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 Tom's breakfast.
Ah, hello. It is indeed the full Totnes breakfast. Hello and good morning to you on a very bleak, Totnesian, grey, overcast day. But it's not grey in our hearts, is it? Because we've got Saf Juno on the show today. We're very excited. She is an incredibly talented singer-songwriter in the local area. Not Totnes. I think she's a little bit further afield, but not far away. We're going to kick off with a song written and performed by Saf called Nightmare, Nightmare. You know, Nightmare, Nightmare. She's coming on at 8:20 this morning. You've just tuned in. It's 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. The full Totnes breakfast show. Wow. So 8:20 for that interview. And then later on in the programme, we have Yesella Sims talking about a poetry event that's happening this evening. And in un momento, 10 past approximately, Martin Seeger will come on and shout out the weather and the traffic. So sandwiched in between Saf Juno, we're going to have a little bit of David Bowie. So station to station. Thank you. A little bit of David Bowie to get you off to a good start. And Saft, you know, before that with Nightmare, Nightmare. It's time, isn't it? It's that magic time. I've never heard of that song before. Station to Station by David Bowie. That's a new one on me. In fact, it was funny as it was sort of leading up. I was thinking, maybe I've chosen the wrong song because I couldn't hear his voice. And then the unforgettable arrived. Let's check in with Martin. Is it miserable, love?
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. It was really nasty last night. And in fact, there is a yellow flood warning still in place in Devon until 9 o'clock, though. So it is getting better steadily, I think. The general headlines headline for today is unsettled and windy with heavy rain at times. But we're going to have a wet start, but apparently the rain's moving eastwards. It'll turn brighter by lunchtime, leading to an afternoon of sunshine and showers.
So amazing.
Showers still, but I mean, yeah, still going to be a lot brighter. Feeling colder, I guess, again, as it clears. Maximum temperature 15 degrees. But yeah, look out. There's still, I think it's 14 flood warnings across Devon. And just watch out. There's going to be a lot of trees and all the rest of it on the roads.
Oh, thanks for that. Here's a little bit of a reminder of who you're listening to. It's Sound Art Radio, for goodness sake. Vince Iden told us that. 'Seamless. I went straight into the traffic jingle. It was incredibly bumpy. Thank you, Di Levy.
Yes, hello again. And yes, weather really is informing the traffic, I think, today. So look out for all the sort of wet conditions, but it is steadily getting better. But still, there's a few things around. If you're doing any driving further afield in Somerset, there's been flood warnings between Taunton and Yeovil on Exmoor. Mare Lane and Exmouth remains impassable due to flooding between Foxholes Hill and Westdown Hill. Heavy rain will be in force in quite a few places. A38 at Knottabridge near Saltash. I think it's quite a lot heading further west in Cornwall. That was closed for several hours overnight. And the A388 at Callington is now passable, having been blocked for a while after earlier flooding. So there we go. There's not been great out there. Do watch out. Friday, of course, it's going to be a bit more busy in Totnes, here in Totnes, with the market on, and also end of half term week. So I think there tends to be a bit more traffic. So be careful on the roads.
Yeah, be careful, and watch out for flying donuts, because those kids get bored and they start flying donuts everywhere. You've heard of that, haven't you? The flying donuts episode. Always happening. Thank you to Martin Seeger for the weather and the traffic. And he'll be back at 2:15 to welcome Yosella Sims on the programme, who'll be chatting about a poetry event that's happening in Crediton tonight. Meantime, before we play another song from Saf Juno, who's coming on at 8:20, let's have a little bit of this. It's suitably Friday. Well, I think so. might not have too much of it, just a little soupçon for your toast. Something rather compelling about that music. Maybe I've watched too many Alfred Hitchcock films. That's called The Human Plague. It's not very endearing, is it? By Sufjan Stevens. I like it anyway. Sorry about that. I suppose it's atmospheric, isn't it? Just to get us in a more of a mood for Friday coming up. I thought we'd move on to this then. Still into you, apparently. Little bit of Paramore and Still Into You. Thought that's a little bit more jolly, isn't it? That's to get us in the Friday mode and in readiness for Saft Judith. So let's have actually another song by Saft, and it's called December Daisies. Here it comes. Saftuno with December Daisies. Absolutely love that song. Really beautiful. And it's time to get her on the blower. I just can't cut her. I just got to hear this. It looked like I was calling her already. Hello, Saf.
Good morning.
Good morning. That was perfect timing. We were just listening to you talking at the end of December Daisies, and it sounded like you'd actually just broken through on my phone. Then I realised it was the song. It was very exciting. Welcome to 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. We're so delighted to have you on the programme this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You have worked incredibly hard, I can see that, finding you on SoundCloud and YouTube and Spotify. So that's pretty brilliant. How do you break, as a singer-songwriter, how do you break into Spotify? This is quite interesting for me to know.
Well, I had to sign up for a Spotify artist account.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually take very much. It's okay. I just sent a file off of December Daisies and they accepted me. And then suddenly I had a page. So it was all quite easy, actually.
Yeah. But isn't that completely brilliant to have that, you know, right there, Spotify, used by gazillion million people, and to have your music there, right there for people to tune into? Did it sort of exhilarate you to have that?
Yeah, it was really good, actually. And people can also use it for things like Instagram, mm-hmm. where people share music on Instagram as well, and that helps people find me as additionally on top of that, which is just amazing.
and actually, let's just go back a little bit. Can you tell us how you actually have strengthened your singer-songwriting career? Because obviously you've got films out there, you've got pop videos. I mean, you're very focused. Oh, I'm not surprised. I know your mum and dad. But you are wonderfully focused. Who actually did the films for you, the videos?
Oh, well, I did them myself, actually.
Really?
I take my phone and my tripod up on the moors and in the woods and all over the place in Devon, and I just kind of set the camera on go and start filming.
God, that's absolutely brilliant. I was convinced you had some sort of pop video maker. So well done. Well done, Saftuno, for that. And that's quite good, isn't it? Because then you haven't got anyone telling you about the content. You're just doing it very intuitively from your own design.
Yeah, I really enjoy the creative process of making a visual to the music as well. That's something that I feel comes quite easily, and it's obviously just so much fun to make as well.
Yeah, and so you do all the editing and all that stuff as well?
Yeah, I've got the free version of iMovie on my laptop, so it's probably not the best editing program, but it works to an extent. So.
Yeah, but it's so great that you've got all this kind of independence, because I know for a lot of people they might be able to do the writing of the song and the performance, but then they'll fall down on some other, they'll stumble on, you know, blocks, whether it be filming or marketing or whatever. So how do you actually go about getting out there and getting yourself sort of known and, you know, developing your career? So let's talk a little bit about how it started. So obviously you come from a very musical family. Would you say from very early age you wanted to, or you have been writing songs?
Absolutely. So my dad got me my first acoustic guitar. I think it was a birthday or Christmas, one of those, when I was about 11 years old. And I started songwriting quite early, but I was never quite confident enough to form the songs and record them or write them down. So there's probably a lot of ideas still floating around.
Yeah.
I kind of started writing a bit more towards the end of my school years.
Mm.
When I was in college, I was doing a music BTEC course, and there wasn't actually much songwriting involved, but I did feel inspired, and I was surrounded by people who were also doing the same thing, so it just made sense, and
yeah,
here we are now. I'm writing all the time.
And is it kind of like that you sort of, you know, you first of all you got the guitar from your dad, and then you didn't feel the confidence, and then you went on the course, and then suddenly you thought, actually, why am I waiting? I'm going to. So are you thinking and dreaming up music all the time? I'm only asking because I know that Martin, who is also composer, singer, songwriter, I'll say, oh, I think he's probably dreaming of me, isn't he? What are you thinking about? Oh, another song's popped in my head. So it's never about me. It's always about another song. Are you the same, Saf? Do you have music in your heart and your mind every day, different songs, or how do you kind of feel it?
Actually, that's interesting, because I do kind of struggle a little bit to do it every day.
Yeah.
But when I get into it, then I can go for like probably 6 hours just writing on a song.
Yeah.
But you know, if I'm out in the woods or something, I might get a melody and I have mm-hmm. to hum it all the way home before I can record it or make a note of it or anything.
Yeah.
So I get inspired a lot by nature. So when I'm out, it does tend to come to me more than just being at home.
Mm. So tell me about the songs that we've listened to this morning. So Nightmare, Nightmare, tell me about the lyrics and how that song came about.
Yeah. So Nightmare, Nightmare, I wrote over lockdown. And I was reflecting on a lot of past things that had happened to me and the feeling of being trapped, but also being able to see the light a little bit and escaping the nightmare, as the lyrics
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm.
It kind of came through those feelings, and it was quite therapeutic to write, to be honest, and really nice to see it well received as well.
Yeah, I love the way it starts so quietly and you think, oh, hang on a second. And then you go, wah! And I love that. It's a very great sort of tune and groovy riff, isn't it? It's brilliant.
So, I owe that to my boyfriend, actually, because he does all the producing and mixing for my songs. And he had that idea as like a lo-fi sort of intro, and then it comes in with the guitars. So
I really love that. That is so good. Yeah, I noticed that David Bowie did the same. So, you see, you're running with the Bowie boy as well, you see, on that basis. So that's good. So you're lucky that you are entwined with somebody also in the music business. Do you actually do gigs together sometimes?
Well, he's the guitarist in my band. So, you know, we do rehearsals quite a lot, and he helps me figure out some of the music to my songs and the arrangements.
Okay.
And we've been known to do a few acoustic things together, and during school we did a few concerts where we played together, which was lovely.
Mm-hmm. And would you say he pushes you out there, or does he leave you alone and you just go on your own momentum sort of thing?
He does actually inspire me quite a lot. He's a very avid songwriter, and you know, he'll go on his guitar for like 2 or more hours a day. It's crazy.
Wow, that's amazing.
It really does push me.
But that's so good, isn't it? Because I think, I mean, obviously everyone's got their way in which they kind of, you know, their creative soul comes through. Some people are daily writers or performers or, you know, painters or whatever they might be. Others might need a break from it and just sort of can do loads and then have to kind of just break off from that. In terms of like people getting to know you, getting to know your music and coming to see you, obviously it's been a bit difficult with lockdown, but the great thing is you've had videos out there. What sort of people get in touch with you? Are they people who want to be out there like you, or just apsy people that madly in love with your music? And actually talking about that song, you know, the way it started quietly and then went big bang sort of thing. What was the impression that you sent to your followers on that song? Did you get a lot of really positive feedback?
Yeah, I did. I did get positive feedback because it's very different to my debut single, December Daisies.
Mm.
It's a lot rockier. So I was almost a bit nervous about how it would be received because it was just the totally the other end of the spectrum from my last song. But people responded really well to it. It got played on BBC Music Introducing.
Oh, brilliant.
And there's a new radio called Devon Stream and they played it as well. And yeah, it's been received really well, actually. I've been really pleased with how people have taken it.
Oh, and what about December Daisies? So that, did you say that's your debut song?
Yes, yeah, so that came out last year in December.
Yeah.
And that was really the start of everything. It went down surprisingly well, which I wasn't expecting, having never released a song like that before. Yeah, and I got a lot of, I don't want to call people fans because I don't think I'm that big yet, but people have kind of kept with me since that song and kind of seen me on my journey, which has just been amazing. And I'm so grateful for that.
I think it's fantastic, Seth. I really do. I mean, I work with you on the Word Cafe film, and it was such a pleasure, you being part of that, and all of us realising just how talented you are. And you just turned up, you know, Jackie came with you, and she was just in the background there, but you were sort of like, you took it all very much step by step with a pinch of salt, and it was lovely to see that, just how, you know, you've blossomed in the film. But what a very beautiful song, which we will play, actually. I've got that waiting to play out once we finish chatting. So, you know, for me, it's very exciting. And, you know, to observe the talent, to see you growing like this, and to hook into the videos you've done. Are you a person that, do you have a kind of a goal book or to-do list or a, Do you have a grand plan in your mind?
Oh. Well, if anyone knows me, I literally write a to-do list every single day. Not that it always gets done, but I do write out music goals for the week and then for the month, and like milestones for maybe in the next 6 months I want to do this. So I'm very much that person.
That's brilliant. I love it. Because I was actually thinking this morning that, you know, when I was sort of trying to get into acting and build my acting career, I absolutely lived by that to-do list. Now, as you say, absolutely, there were days and times that I had far too many things on my list and was far too ambitious. But actually, what I used to do is I'd have two columns. This is the boring bit of my conversation, but I like it because I'm a bit like you in the to-do. So my left hand side is my kind of real aspirations of that day, what I'd like to, you know, to sort of participate in or achieve. And then the other list alongside that, which I do at night, was kind of the actual, I called it, and the actual was just really what I had achieved, and to keep it in perspective and to keep me more balanced, because I might have had all these little sort of, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, but it just wasn't possible. So to see the actual is quite a good thing as well. It's like, yeah, I'm not superhuman, I only can do certain things. But I love it that you also are led by a to-do list. And I actually think I've always equated it to thinking, well, if I want to get to Manchester or Birmingham or, you know, Leeds, I've got to take the bus to these places, or, you know, a train or a car. I've got to take action. And so it's no use me thinking I want to get to Birmingham and I don't get to Birmingham because I don't take any transport. And that's what that's how I perceive the to-do list is like, if you, Saf Juno, have these amazing dreams, which I'm sure you do, and aspirations, then you have to, you know, jot this down. And I love it that you talked of, you know, the kind of musicality in these lists, that you're thinking, you know, well, this is what I want to create in this week and this month and this year and those goals. So are we able to pry a little and find out, if, only if you want to, reveal it on 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio, just a little baby community programme. But are you able to share some of your dreams with us? Because I love dreams.
Of course I can.
Oh, good.
I'm just
good.
Doing it right now.
Oh, I'm rubbing my hands with glee.
Anticipation.
Yes.
There's a lot of pages in this. I've got to get to the right week now. So I've recently, this isn't really a dream, it's more something I'm working towards, but I've recently done a photo shoot. Ooh. With my band, and I'm really looking forward to designing some posters for some upcoming gigs we've got. That's something I really, really love doing. And it's so nice to have proper photos to work with.
Absolutely.
So that's something
brilliant.
I am dreaming of. It's not necessarily a dream, but I am dreaming of it.
But again, really focused. And actually, we haven't really talked about your band. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Right. So, yeah, we got together just after December Daisies was released, because I was talking with my boyfriend and thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool to like bring a new life to this song. And so obviously I knew Josh, who was my boyfriend, the guitarist. Yeah. And then I've got another friend called Josh, who's my drummer. And then was finding the bass player is tricky, but we managed to find someone called Noah, who lives up in Barnstable.
Okay, wow.
He comes down on the train for about an hour and a half to come to rehearsal and things. So he's an incredibly dedicated member, as they all are. But we've been booking gigs up until kind of mid-December at the moment, and
fantastic.
Hoping to get more.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. There's just a whole kind of different energy when we play all together, as opposed to me doing an acoustic or intimate gig.
Do you think you love that more, the band version of it?
I have to say it does bring me a bit more confidence, and I think it envelops the songs that I write in a really interesting way that I do really enjoy, actually. Yeah,
I can imagine that. And so just to kind of make sure that people out there who are listening to the programme can find you and also find out where you're going to be performing, do you have a little list in front of you about where you're booked?
Yes, I do. I have a calendar.
Yay.
So we've got a gig on the 20th of November.
Mm-hmm.
In the King Arthur at Glastonbury. So it is a little bit of a drive.
Yeah.
But we're supporting my parents' band, the Invisible Opera Company of Tibet, there.
Fantastic. That's the 20th.
Yes.
What is that, a Thursday?
A Saturday.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. and then on the 10th of December, we've got our headline gig at the New Key Inn in Tynmouth.
Great.
So those are all the ones booked so far, but I've penciled a few others in, but they just need to be confirmed.
Well, brilliant, Saf. That is so amazing. I love your journey. Now, we have almost run out of time. Are there any dreams that you need to tell us about before you go? Anything that you want to achieve?
Well, I mean, I think Glastonbury is a big one for
every musician
out there, so.
Well, your mum's been there and got the award, so you've got to follow in her footsteps.
I know, maybe not with poetry.
No, not with poetry, but with your music. Well, we'll all keep your name, Saf Juno, and your dream really preciously tucked into our heart and our hearts, and know that we're really right there. Beating the drum that you get to Glastonbury. Thank you so much for being on the programme this morning, Saf Juno. You are amazing and so super talented. I know that you're going places, so thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Julie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wonderful, Saf Juno. Really excited about having her on the programme. Now, I've got to get to her song, but I've got to play this
it's
first.
The full gym, it's the full gym.
Don't ask me why.
It's the full gym. It's the full gym. It's the full gym. It's the full gym. Top Ness Breakfast.
I do actually know why, because that piece of music was in front of her piece of music. So this is Tired Heart. So let's hopefully I get to play it properly. There we are.
Up my lines like water. Couldn't breathe without a second thought to you. Your typhoons flooded my eyes. Felt like second nature to cry. Those waters are so
Juno and Tired Heart. I love that version of it.
You've been gone so long that I've forgotten what my heartbeat sounds like. I've been gone without it for too long. I was too tired to try. Come home to me.
Wonderful, Saf Juno. Thank you so much for being on the programme. And we love listening to your songs. We're going to get Yosella Sims on the line, who's going to tell us a little bit about a poetry event happening tonight. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. This is Julie on 102.5 FM. Welcome to the programme, Crediton. Is that where you are? Am I right?
Well, I'm in a rather dismal-looking Sanford, actually, but yeah, it is Crediton, not the road.
Well, I'm sorry, yes. Actually, do you know what? It was rather dismal here this morning, but it's brightened up, as our weather correspondent has told us. So I think you're probably expecting... You'll be expecting a bit of sunshine. So, Yosella, thank you so much for coming on the programme. You've got a poetry event tonight...
I have got a poetry thing tonight, and first of all, can I say thank you so much for inviting me on to talk about it, because I tend to only get invited onto the radio to talk about my cat, who became a bit of a local celebrity when she returned after 6 years, and BBC Radio Devon sort of remember once a year and ring me up and go, can you tell us again about your cat?
So, oh, that's hysterical.
This is my moment of glory, Julie. Thank you so much for inviting me on to talk about poetry.
Actually, can we talk about your cat? Can we talk?
She's had enough attention.
I'm only joking. Let's. Well, we want to get you on the show anyway to do some poetry, but let's just hear about the event tonight. So, anyone out there in the Totnes area can put it in their diary and attend. What's going on tonight? Tell us everything.
That would be fantastic. Well, we are so excited because we've got Jacqueline Safra. Who's a T.S. Eliot shortlisted poet, and she is coming to do a workshop for us at the White Room Creative Space in Crediton, which is a fantastic new creative space. space that's been set up by a local artist called Bindi Saywood, and she has created an exhibition space and a meeting space and a workshop space, and it's just wonderful. She's sort of, it was her lockdown baby. She converted an industrial unit into this fantastic sort of communal artistic space. So we're there today from 3 till 5 doing a workshop. The theme is children and their parents, which is a theme very close to my heart, so I'm really looking forward to that. We've still got a couple of spaces. We could squeeze a couple more people in. We're obviously limiting numbers because of COVID. But we could get another 2 people in if anyone was listening and they wanted to come along, get in touch with me.
Okay.
Otherwise, we've got, and then this evening, very exciting, we're going to be at the Lamb Inn, which is sort of the spiritual home of Poetic License, which is our little events company. And we are reading there. Jacqueline is reading for us some of the poets. We've got some brilliant poets coming along to the workshop. They're going to read some of their work. And I'm going to do a few poems myself. So that's tonight, 7:30 till 9. And again, we're limiting numbers, but we have still got a few spaces.
Great. And so, how do people get in contact with you?
So they can get in touch with me on contact@izellasims.com.
Okay.
Or they can find me through Facebook at Poetic License Events.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
I keep repeating myself. It seems my phone keeps doing an echo.
Oh, I've just lost you. This is the wonders of Wi-Fi, isn't it?
It is the wonders.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you just said.
Don't worry. I'm doing an echo on your phone for some reason. I think it's stopped now. Just to say thank you so much, Izella, for coming on the programme. We didn't talk about your cat, but we will. Next time when you come on, we'll make an arrangement that if you're free, that you can come on the show, tell us about your poetry, but also about the cat, obviously. And send our very best wishes to Jacqueline Safra. That'd be great.
Oh, thank you so much, Julie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Izella Sims telling us all about not just a poetry event, but a workshop as well. So if you're in the mood for writing, and Jacqueline Safra is incredible, and she's a great teacher, so do seek out Poetic License. Now Martin is back here. We didn't have our normal sea report because it is far too stormy for our seaweed goddess to be out there, so Susie David stayed in bed. I hope she stayed in bed anyway, but she might be up and about in her art studio creating marvellous things. Martin, what's on in the local area?
Well, of course, it's the H word this weekend.
Halloween!
Halloween! Lots of stuff linked to that. But before we get to that, let's talk about...
You just ignored my witchy laugh. Everyone thought I'd had a nervous breakdown, but you were like, oh, that's just normal.
Well, I'm used to it. Three Daft Monkeys on tonight at the Barrel House.
Sounds like me.
Friday the 29th. They're a Celtic and Eastern influenced folk music from the Cornish Festival. So that's on at the Barrel House. So yeah, a few events on this evening. Platform Cinema. This is at the Ashburton Arts Centre. They're doing The Drifters. That's that's a love story about identity and place in a post-Brexit Europe. That looks good. All sorts of different things. So it's just picking and choosing. What do you do? Totnes Cinema, they've got the James Bond film on and all sorts of things. Oh, now we get to the H word. So here
Halloween.
We go. Halloween. So I thought I'd kick off with that, with Dartington Hall. Well, they're advertising on the website. Halloween Trail at the Cider Press Centre. That starts today. We have various Halloween parties tomorrow night. There's one... let's get that. Everything's in different places today. The Haunted House Halloween Party down at the New Lion Brewery Tap Room. That's in Meadowbank, Dartington. So that's tomorrow evening. And, of course, there's one at the Barrel House too. So do go to that. Or whichever one you prefer. Whichever one you're nearest to, perhaps. That's the way you decide it. On Sunday, they have a sing-along at the Barrel House. What else do we have? All sorts of things.
We're meeting Peter Sheehan.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, well, of course, that's the big event of the weekend. and just to mention, of course, all sorts of, I mean, all pubs, the Albert Inn, they're doing a Halloween event on the Saturday night. And also, just to mention, of course, because we are Friday, we won't be broadcasting over the weekend, I should mention that there's all sorts of other things happening on Sunday too, and at the Bay Horse, they've got their Jazz on Sundays back, which is great. So this Sunday, they've got the Neil Burns Trio playing Blue Note style from consummate guitarist Neil with amazing Martin Jenkins on keys and guest drummer Preston Prince. So, no, all sorts of things happening, and have fun.
Have fun, you Halloween people. So we've had a great show. We've had a lovely time with Saf Juno. And thank you to Saf, and thank you to Martin Seeger for the weather, the traffic, and the what's on. And to, oops, Yasella Sims for popping on the show. That's always handy, isn't it? Somebody in the know, in the poetry know. We like that. And so let's have a little bit of this remastered Neil Young. I think that's the ticket for the next bit of music. And Peter Sheehan. Now, I need you to book your ideas up and get back on this radio show. Never mind going into the distance, into the desert, on your Bob the Bus. It's time for you to come back. Do you hear me, Peter? Do you hear me? I do love a little bit of harvest.
See the
and that was Neil Young. Out on the weekend. And if you're out on the weekend, I hope it goes wonderfully well and that your Halloween costumes are just simply marvellous. We shall be out on the weekend seeing Mr. Peter Shirt. Now, I'm really flagging him up, aren't I? But I've got to catch up with his news. I mean, what's he been doing every morning at 6:45? For goodness sake. Oh, he's made me get up at 6:45 now. Or was that my idea? Oh, I think it was my idea. Anyway, we still miss you, Peter. You must realise that. He'll be telling me everything on Saturday, no doubt. He and Bev and the Neuers and Martin are coming together in a distanced way. I've had a great time on the show today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the full Totnes Breakfast Show. And we're just going to go out with the Bonzo Dog Band. Doodah? Pardon? What did you say? Hello? Is that you? Bonzo? Yes. Yes, carry on. I'll leave them with you. Have a great weekend, Halloweeners.
And here come some normals. They look like normal Hawaiians.
Well, you didn't mention what months.
Do you think you're normal?
That's quite normal.
Okay, here comes one.
Say.
Well, it's not for me to deter, really, is it? I mean, it's for a psychiatrist to deter these things, isn't it?
They like their food, and they are very nice people.
Oh, it's all right, isn't it?
I've got fangs.
Smart. Short back side.
Oh, they're just
typically
normal.
No,
it's just not
friendly. Yeah, it is unusual. Well, it's like a rabbit. He's got a head on him like a rabbit.
Freedom.